on Shudder?
Yeah, I'm going.
Well, while you're doing that, Andrew, guess what happened on Twitter recently?
What happened on Twitter?
Well, people had a shit fit. You know why they had a shit fit? More than usual?
Why?
Because of Berserk.
Why? What happened with Berserk?
Well, people discovered that Berserk exists.
Bruh.
And they began to have a panic attack about, well, why is this graphic novel so violent and sexual violence and all that stuff? Because due to the popularity of Elden Ring and that game, it takes multiple inspirations from, you know, from Berserk and other high fantasy concepts such as Lord of the Rings. And a lot of people was like, oh, I want to know why is this so popular? And they decided to try to cancel Berserk. And most people laugh at them trying to cancel Berserk because, you know, why? And it looks like poop-poof. And also, as the movie starts, we're getting like a cheap retrospect of what's happening.
Oh, no, I'm not there yet. Okay, I'm here. Arnold Vosloo returns as Dr. Presley, Dr. Peyton Westlake, aka Darkman. Action-packed battle against an underground villain who will do anything to unmask the secret of Westlake's superhuman. Oh, so somebody's actually after his superpowers.
And the question is, what superpowers does fucking Darkman have? We haven't seen him do anything.
Well, you know he has the super strength.
Well, that's why he gets fucking paranoid and schizo.
MCA so. Home Entertainment. Oh, no, it's a VHS movie, isn't it?
Yeah, the last one.
Fucking... Man, they just completely erased fucking Neeson, huh?
Yeah. Roxanne Berg Donaldson and Andrew Savoy's Darkman. Music for Randy Miller. Is it that one song from Danny, Mr. What's his name? Mr. Oingo Boingo. For, and also, have you noticed this is not Los Angeles? Yes, they're filming in this in Canada. For the cheap. Ooh. The action stars. Two hoodlums, or two goons, in a construction site where deals are being made. Demolition and recognition. We're not into drugs, Andrew. We're not into drugs, Andrew. The main guy just wants strength. That's why he's getting the dope. He's getting the juice. Uh-oh. The dark man has struck the end. Uh-oh. Who's cutting steroids? Andrew, how'd that happen? You cheat me, Johnny. Give me cheap steroids. Oh, now the Darkman's doing some action. He just punched some dudes and the villain just mere. Wait. Okay, now we know why Darkman has strength. He just ignores pain, such as getting not electrocuted. Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
I saw a clear photo of the Joker's new look in the Batman. And holy shit, it looks horrendous. You wanna see it?
I've seen it.
No, what the mirror effect.
Okay.
Expect it on Twitter. Not Twitter, but Insta.
Okay, what did I miss?
The Dark Knight stole some steroids. The main villain is like sneering, like, oh, this Dark, the notorious Darkman. Because he saw Darkman not getting electrocuted. The Darkman is real. Urban Whitfield sucks the bait. And also, who dilutes steroids? Is that even possible? You saw the photo, Andrew?
Huh?
You saw the photo?
I'll get it right now.
Dude, I'm awake because I fucking drink fucking iced tea.
Bro,
no,
bro, did you forget I went to Knott's earlier today?
You didn't tell me you went to Knott's.
Oh, whoops, sorry. Yeah, I went to Knott's, the Boysenberry Festival.
So, how was the Boysenberry?
Well, most of the shops were closed. I think they lost some of their licensing merchandising. You want to know why I say that?
Why?
They had no Marvel, DC, any licensed merchandise or IPs, fucking gone. No Marvel, no DC, no Nightmare on Elm Street, no Jason Voorhees, nothing like that at all.
I said Boysenberry, not the merchandise.
No, but that's mostly, because you know they have other shops that don't sell, you know, like you know, they have other shops that sell, you know, like other merchandise, like I said, like IPs. Nope. And most of the places, like the restaurants and shopping places, they're all getting refurbishments. So literally, like the store, literally, like Knott's Berry Farm, low-key kind of like handicapped themselves a little bit, because that pizza stand by the arcade, that's fucking getting construction.
What about Red Rockets?
Oh, Johnny Rockets? No, they had the doors were sealed shut.
Wow, that was close.
I don't think it made it, dude. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, the whole pandemic and all that.
Yeah.
I don't think it made it, cause they had the doors locked. They had the doors locked with the chains on them. So Johnny Rockets got fucking murked, and most of the ride wait times were between an hour, were between 60 minutes to 120 minutes.
Then what's the point again? The rides then.
Yep, I only got on maybe two rides, the hat dance, which is, you know, the spinning cups or the spinning hats, and the bumper cars, because all the other rides were literally 60 minutes to 120 minutes. Wait time, and I was like, nah, like, I ain't got the time for this. And you wanna know what I noticed too? Nobody was riding Supreme Scream.
It's too hot.
Yeah.
But the food, where you guys went to eat?
Oh, dude, there was no fucking, I mostly ate popcorn.
Wait, there's no food stand?
No, there were food stands, but the wait time were 75 minutes through 135 minutes. So yeah, the pizza stand, the rib shack, the fucking chicken strip stand, literally all those restaurants and places to eat, where literally that was your wait time. And pretty much an hour and 15 minutes through almost, you know, literally almost 2 hours. Just to fucking stand in line and eat and get a small plate of food.
What about the boysenberry stuff?
Oh, I did. No, that's the thing. They also had the boysenberry stuff there. They had the boysenberry. They had the boysenberry pizza. I didn't see the wings, so I'm assuming they must have nuked those or something. Also, and you're probably thinking, well, did you get anything boysenberry? I got the boysenberry beer. You'll never guess how much the fucking beer was. $14. And by the way, everything's cashless over there.
Credit cards?
You have to use your credit card, yep, or debit card. And they had, what's smart about them doing that? They have little kiosks where you can actually convert your cash into a prepaid Visa card.
Universal Studios! Ha ha!
Where?
Then, like a montage of like, you know, old Universal Studios ads.
When, right now?
No, like on Darkman, you were sleeping.
Oh shit.
You see old Universal Studios ads.
Nice.
You know when Back to the Future ride was still a thing?
Ooh.
Jurassic Park.
Ooh. Now it's The Simpsons.
He was dreaming.
Oh, now he's going Mimi. Hey, I just took a. Well, I took a cat nap. So. Oh, I hear the Back to the Future song. And he's dozing off. Yeah, I see it. Ding dong, ding dong.
Well, man, look at this guy. He's on the piano drinking tea on a little tiny cup. And he's getting really into that piano, dude.
And the fool is dreaming within 99 minutes and.
He wasn't doing that much, Darkman. He just literally punched you. He's like, you were getting fucked up by Luke Cage.
Uh-oh. He's snapping. He's having a conniption fit.
He's ringing.
Oh, shit. Here comes the heel of the movie.
He's really into that piano, dude.
Hey, wasn't Rita Revolta a piano player in the original Power Rangers show in Japan?
Yeah.
Was he piano or guitar? Or was he both?
Yeah.
The drugs are ruined.
He lost money, he didn't got his steroids, and one of those ghouls got beheaded. No, not today! Emma, why?
So now the kids are overdosing on this fucking steroids?
Yes. Because
what the fuck kind of timeline is this?
Drugs are bad.
Yeah, but bro, you could have chosen any other drugs. You choose fucking steroids?
Because the main bad guy, he loves strength. He loves muscles.
Oh, shit. Then you should meet a guy called Vince McMahon. He's really into them.
He's into muscles.
Who's he calling an animal? I am not an animal. I am a free man. I am not an animal. I am a human being. I'll get you, Batman.
Why are they giving turkey legs?
How am I?
Why are they giving turkey legs and also beauty shrimp?
What's up?
Turkey legs.
I didn't see anybody with turkey legs.
Then what's the fucking point of going to Knott's Berry Farm then?
Dude, like I said, a lot of shit was on refurbishment, dog. A lot of shit was on refurbishment.
Then what's the point of even go, brother?
For boysenberries, fool.
You didn't got no boysenberries.
Yeah,
no
I did. I fucking drank a boysenberry beer.
That's for fucking little...
Little what, fool? Say it.
That's little girl stuff.
Yeah, you know, little girl stuff. Now, bro, you're gonna wait 2 hours for a fucking slice, one small slice of boysenberry pizza?
Pizza fucking funnel cake or something like that.
You said you're gonna wait 2 hours?
Better than fucking wait 2 hours for a fucking shitty ride.
bro, in the arcade? Oh my god.
What?
They got rid of a lot of shit. No Tekken, no Marvel vs. Capcom, no Mortal Kombat. You know what they got replaced by? Space Invaders and Pac-Man.
Well, was it not their case or just old stuff?
No, it was a giant fucking, like Titantron for Pac-Man, and it's literally two players, and it's literally a high-definition fucking Titantron. And the two-player controller, I guess, you know, beat your friend for the high score. And you want to think, ooh, we're Pac-Man, and... No, okay, Pac-Man Space Invaders, but what, no Galaga? Nope, no Dig Dug either.
You could have got a better Japanese arcades.
You know, well, like I said, I'm assuming the person who took it, I have a feeling maybe Knott's Berry Farm changed owners. That's what personally I'm thinking, because you lost all the fucking IPs. You got rid of Tekken, you got rid of Marvel's Capcom, you got rid of fucking Mortal Kombat.
You know what would be a real seller?
What?
There's a game called FGO Arcade.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much a gacha game.
Okay.
It's like, the game, it's not, let me say, for the arcade version of the game, it's pretty much like, you know, Dynasty Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
You pick three characters and you fight a mob of characters until you like the boss for that level. The reason why, like, arcade game is popular because you could spend real money to get better characters.
Oh, and you're probably thinking, which fighting game did they have? I'm not sandbagging you, I'm just letting you know.
That's how you're making the money. Because yeah, people love that. If they know there's a FGO arcade in the United States and it's fucking in Knott's Berry Farm, you know people will spend money to go to Knott's Berry Farm to just go to that arcade?
Yep.
You know why?
Because that game is very popular.
Very popular, and also there's booty.
But you would never believe which game they still kept. Injustice Part 1.
The Injustice game?
The first one. The one with Scorpion, and Lobo, and Doomsday, and Bane. You know, which me and you call overpowered Bane when you know his combo system. Yep, that one. But that game, apparently you can buy... Supposedly you can buy a card with the teams on them, I guess the preset teams. Yeah, you can either buy the cards or you can actually play for the cards. Ooh. Supposedly the physical cards are the preset teams. I think they have the Bat Family, the Justice League, Team Krypton. Yeah, they kept that one. They kept air hockey too. They had three air hockey tables. But that's mostly it. Jurassic Park, the movie, the game, I guess the one where you sit down. You know that one, that Chuck E. Cheese, you know, where you sit down and you shoot while the cards all moving?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that one. They had Terminator Salvation.
Sick.
Nobody fucking played.
That sucks.
Yeah, the Christian Bale one. Yeah, nobody fucking played the game. Me and my sister played Top Blast Cruisin'. You know, the Sega racing game? Yeah, we played that one. That one was fucking fun. And then also, you know, the Knott's arcade? They used to play music over the speaker. They stopped doing that. Yeah, they used to play music over the speaker. Of like oldies or like, you know, gaming music, pretty much. They stopped doing that. So I'm assuming This is what I'm assuming. I'm assuming they must have changed owners during the pandemic. Or manager or something because they
it's cost cutting.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They got rid of a lot of shit that made money. But I will say this. Apparently, they even added, you know how the Mexican village? You know how they used to have nothing? Yeah. They added quite a bit more stuff. Like, you know how you throw, you know, those games from the first movie where you throw, like, bottles and, you know, like, those kind of games? Instead of bottles, in this one...
Hey, that doctor chick's kind of cutie. The doctor chick's kind of cutie.
No. Quit simping, you. We already had Darkman doing that.
She has that 90s look.
Will you stop simping? This woman's probably old. She's probably a cougar. Oh, no, I just made it worse.
Oh, no, the gangster.
There you go.
She healed.
Thank you.
This is a quick turnaround.
The movie's literally an hour and 20 minutes. Why do I feel like she's going to die?
Now Darkman can feel pain.
Oh, no, she turned heel.
Yeah, she's what you call in the pulp books, a female fatale. She broke the chains.
Oh, this is really loud of a comic book. What the fuck? Is this fool literally upside down?
Yeah.
Don't tell me he's going to be tortured.
No.
This is some weird BDSM for a Darkman movie.
That's really worrying me in our main event.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, we're barely half an hour in.
It's only 84 minutes.
Like I said, we're barely half an hour in.
And they're finishing the movie strong. And he destroyed the Pontiac Razor. That's sick. I guess the majority of the films are being action sequences.
Action sequences. Oh, this one escaped.
Yeah, probably at the man.
Well, look at that new car that was placed there.
Yeah, the Pontiac. A sweet Pontiac.
AKA, is that the Darkman Mobile?
No,
in fact,
my uncle.
Oh, no, he hot-wired it. There we go.
He had that car.
She ran their asses over.
And I'm going to kill him. What power does Darkman have? He just has autism rage.
Autism rage?
Yeah, he just goes, REE!
Oh, why is that making your boy for?
He literally doesn't have any superpowers. I'm excited
he can't
like gadgets, but he doesn't do that.
Well, he has a trench coat and a hat.
And also, he has a thick skin. That's it.
This was playing hopscotch on barrels. What the fuck? Wow, that was straight up Power Rangers bullshit right there. He flies into a window.
Apparently she's the doctor from the first movie.
What do you mean the doctor from the first movie?
You know, the chick that helped them be connected?
Really?
Not the actual actress, but the characters.
I don't remember her from the first movie. Oh, are you talking about the doctor who put them back together again?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, wait. Wow. So, AKA, we still had to watch the first movie to understand, right? Luckily, we did. Take the fucking pink elephant. See the dancing freak for $5.
So they made legal steroids. Like I said, yes, it's our strength.
Yeah, but like I said, though, those guys, those athletes who take that will wind up killing everybody else.
Yeah.
Literally, she said, oh, boxers. If boxers were to use that on themselves, those fools will wind up killing themselves. Maybe even wrestlers. Maybe a wrestler should take.
Oh, WCW, baby.
Oh, fuck. Fucking Glacier just kicking guys' heads off.
Like a real
comic. Hogan literally giving atomic leg drops. Kevin Nash literally giving jackknife power bumps. And then, my leg! Oh, you know what? He wouldn't even have the pain in his quads anymore. That would be a plus. X-Pac doing literally Mortal Kombat, literally fucking martial arts, and it will literally be lethal. Hoo-wah! No, hold on. I'm gonna go grab some beer. I'll be right back.
Woo! Are we gonna have a sex scene?
Wait,
only have a...
What, Darkman's gonna get laid?
No, the villain doctor and the main force sex in the labs.
Alright. Something, keep the movie awake.
I love you, love you, love you, love you. I do, I do.
Ooh, that's meat.
That's ground beef.
Oh, he used the little taser thing to tase the doctor. Not the doctor, but the goon. Oh, another female fatale. The mob boss's wife. Uh-oh. She's gonna walk up and see her husband banging the evil doctor. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Are we gonna see some... No, boo. And guess what they're doing?
Fucking in the lab.
No, they're doing the 90s dry hump with clothes on.
Oh my god.
Oh, Andrew, do you know that the shrink quesadillas? Shrink quesadillas.
String quesadillas?
No, shrink quesadillas.
What the fuck are those?
From Universal's.
Oh, well, here comes the wife.
Apparently, it's a green tortilla, green pep, almost like green chili,
uh-huh.
And some ground beef. So now Doc Man is waging a war at the villain's house. He knows where he lives. So Dad's gonna kiss you goodnight. Uh huh.
Holy shit, what happened to that guy?
You know the taser thing?
Oh, yeah.
Doc Maverick yanked this taser thing and he shot him to death.
Oh, he has gadgets.
Now we're seeing him.
No, he loves that scientist.
Because he got the generic cool to meet Doc Maverick. So he's going to do like the Punisher from the John Travolta Punisher movie.
Once again.
So now Doc Maverick's trying to mimic the voices. And somehow they know where Darkman was hiding at. Yeah, now they're doing the final showdown in Darkman's mansion. Rock on, watch on. Oh, who's that?
Uh-oh, spaghetti wolves.
The dog. This dog is spooky.
Oh, don't mind me.
I also heard Andrew's stomach going rumble.
That's because I only had one legit meal today, so.
Well, you need to eat popcorn. I told you to get some turkey legs, but no, you want to get a little cheap drink.
No, actually, I went. Me and my family went to Claim Jumpers afterwards.
Hey, why didn't you eat Claim Jumpers then?
I had a full rack of ribs.
See?
And those things were fucking, they were big, but they were, you know, but when I took them, the bones were small, but it had a lot of meat.
That's good. It was actually, what was it like, you know, do you had to like, you know, use a fork and just peel it off, or is it like, you know?
No. What I do with my ribs is, I'll cut them in half first, then I'll start cutting them in between the bones. So literally, afterwards, I just rip them off. And then just clean the meat off the bone, and then, boom, put them on the plate.
Barbecue sauce or no barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce. No, of course barbecue sauce, but... The thing about it is, they didn't put a lot of barbecue sauce, so they actually gave me a separate plate, a separate little sauce cup for dipping. That's and about halfway through, that's when there was no barbecue sauce on there.
For me, I'm pretty much indifferent with the barbecue sauce.
Really?
Nice cook and season.
Uh-huh.
I'll just chow on that.
No, also, and,
Like a fucking caveman.
Yeah, I know.
Like a fucking animal.
You freaking animal.
With what sides, Andrew?
Just fries.
Was there an option?
You could have had any, I think it was mostly just vegetables, loaded fries, Parmesan onion rings, and I was yeah, I know, but they had Parmesan on, and I was like, nah, cheese.
He asked for no cheese, just regular onion rings.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, you know what? I just want. I didn't know they were shoestring fries, so I got. Luckily, I got double order of shoestring fries. Bro, I cleaned out the whole plate, so I was fucking. And I came home. I drank some water, like a liter of water.
And the foot of, and the loaded fries. It's just fries with
I think with just cheese on them.
It's like a Wingstop.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh no. Does he know how to play the piano? And he saw the photo of Joker with the mirror filter?
Yeah.
What do you thought about it now?
Like I said, it still reminds me of that Joker from the Arkham Asylum comic book.
It looks like a skin caster.
It could be from the chemicals.
Apparently he doesn't have chemicals.
Yeah, that or fucking Batman really beat the shit out of him. Bro, this is year two Batman. Like you said, he don't give a fuck. Or either that, or he has allergic reaction to the medication Arkham's giving him. That's probably what it is. I noticed that some of his hair's gone too, so I don't know if this fool pulls it, or does he know how to play the piano?
He's already playing Pop Goes the Weasel.
Oh no.
No desserts?
Nah. Oh no, my grandma got me a triple chocolate cake from Knott's. A slice of cake.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that shit was fire though, not gonna lie. I ate that, I think like maybe an hour before we started recording. I ate that and a shotgun and a fucking sugar-free Red Bull, so I think that's why I fell asleep and I woke right back up, because I think the cake crashed on me, but the Red Bull kicked in right afterwards. And yes, I'm drinking
iced tea, dude.
And you just drink regular iced tea. You're a fucking bad man. Oh, yeah, also, I need to try that fucking Australian lemonade monster I bought last week. I still haven't opened it yet.
And it's Brisk. I love Brisk.
I said Australian Monster Energy Lemonade. Where the fuck did you get Brisk from?
From the store. They serve Brisk on can.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what the fuck?
El policía. Fuck yeah. He's gonna say, fuck everybody. I'll give you the names of every criminal in town.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna buy that. I'm gonna buy that thing right now.
What, are you gonna buy Brisk?
No. A Venom Cup. 17-ounce Venom Cup.
Wait. It'll be cool if Darkman just takes the wife and kids as his own family.
And guess what? The cup glows in the dark. So I'll be able to see my boy Venom.
Glows in the dark.
It's blue. It's spray-painted blue with a little bit of white. But it actually has Venom. His face, his chest, the logo. Then on the back, it shows the Venom logo from the comic, the actual writing.
It's a giant pendant.
Huh?
No, the daughter made him a pendant.
What?
Yeah, he made him like a necklace using a Crayola magic.
No, but did you hear what he says? He's like, "Oh, I'm not going to jail for you guys," and that's what made his second in command. Like, look at him, like, what the fuck? Oh yeah. Shit, I know why he's doing that. He's gonna make everybody turn on him. He's gonna make everybody turn on him, so when the real guy shows up, hey, what the fuck, you a snitch.
Dude,
fucking Westlake is a savage for doing that shit. It's for you, Daddy. Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausage? I'm sorry, I'm fucking terrible. it is a pendant.
Oh, the skin bubbles.
Has it hit the 99-minute mark? Oh, no. Boy, you best bounce.
And also the wife is having a crisis of conscience. It's like, who are you?
Are you emo temp?
What? Well, apparently all the crime bosses are like, hey, you're telling everybody secrets, hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the cup. It's $24.
It's Westlake! Who's Westlake?
Yo mama.
he did the screw on me!
He did my skin research fucked on me. Uh-oh.
And everyone got high on their supplies.
And that's the real him right there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Whoa, what the fuck?
You want to see the play? Look, it's Beauty and the Beast.
Wait, the Disney version?
No, it's the Brothers Grimm.
Oh.
Tell us all this time. The Beauty and the Beast.
No, but you're talking about the best song in the whole play.
Yeah.
No, not that one. No one fights like Gaston is.
Gaston.
No one fucking bones the whole village just like Gaston. Except for those three triplet sisters. They probably have HPV. Or might be dying from the plague. Well, did you forget this is set in France?
Oh, yeah, you got some. His name is
Gaston. I don't know how to spell his name because I never went to school.
He disappeared. Where's Peter? Peter!
Peter, pumpkin eater. I don't like a kind of keeper. Adam Pearce, it is official. What the fuck's official, fool? Adam Pearce?
And also, he's keeping the little girl's necklace.
Oh, no.
Souvenir.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's got it way too deep.
No, no.
What?
It is official. I just signed WWE... No, scratch that. It is official. I signed Shane Hurricane Helms to a WWE Legends deal.
Okay.
It is now official. Also, we know who's going to come back tonight after WrestleMania.
Hurricane Helms, like...
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through. You know what? You know what? I'm already seeing it for the angle.
Yeah.
What if Hurricane Helms and Molly Holly versus Nikki Ash?
Nice.
Right? Right? Am I seeing the writing here on the wall? Or is Bruce Pritchard going to fuck it up with the salad steel cage?
Salad!
He's going to fuck it up, isn't he? Wait, why is he obsessed over this fool's kid?
Because he doesn't want to find love this revenge!
You may not know me.
Have you ever tried Costco's ribs?
No, I haven't tried Costco's ribs. Why, you gonna make me some?
They're actually pretty good.
So I guess not. And people were like, wait, what did you just say, Drew? And I said, oh, when Eric mentioned Costco ribs, that's why I said, oh, is Eric gonna make me some? And he just, meow.
Not really, like, you know, the hot areas.
No, dude, I haven't been to Costco in a cool minute. I haven't been to Costco in a cool minute, Sam's Club, Fruit, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't been even to Walmart or Target at all. I've been ordering everything on fucking online. Yeah, you tell them, Imhotep. Well, I bought my Venom Cup. Hopefully, it said there they only had two left in stock. So hopefully I was able to get one. Whew. Cool. Oh, looked like I was able to get one because it said ordered March 25th. Shipping time and subject may change. 16.5 Venom Cup. And you want to know what's the benefit of having a 16.5 cup Venom Cup? The benefit is, to me personally, the benefit is that if I drink two of those, that's literally 1 liter of water. And then knowing how hot it's going to be during the summer, when I work out, in my backyard, you know, I can literally have literally ice on hand. You know, I could just put ice in there. I don't have to fucking worry about putting a bottle and shit.
Ooh, fancy bread.
Oh, this food's snapping again. What the fuck? You know what I noticed? This food snaps more than he did in the last movie.
Oh, is that to the real bad guy? Now the wife is getting gaslit. Wait, how? Well, you said you're late, but I saw you in the show. How is this happening? Why are you gaslighting me?
Is that Darkman?
No.
The redhead lady? That's not Darkman.
No.
Are you sure? No. Kind of sus. Are you sure I don't see Adam's apple on that redhead lady?
No, that's the That's the doctor chick that got blasted. So he made a public way to kill the doctor.
Yeah, this fool just here. She's gonna fucking die. Wait, he shot the doctor lady.
Yeah. It's a swerve on the lady. So they're gonna assassinate the mayor. But not with guns. With fierce.
That was one of his mistresses. What the fuck is this fucking third act? Where's Rooker, you two-timing bitch? And she's dead.
Wow, a lot of time win election night. Wowzers.
Yowie, wowie. Oh, plus, G-Fuel. Coming out with two new Marvel flavors. They're powdered. Michael Morbius Red Plasma. And, Moon Knight's Moon Berry.
That shit is called Schizo.
Huh?
Moon Knight Schizo-ness.
No, I know, but no, they called it Moonberry. But Dr. Michael Morbius' Red Plasma. And the only way you can buy it is by single tub or by the bundle with the little plastic mixer that just says Morbius.
It says, my superpower is schizophrenia with the Moon Knight cup.
I know you would type that on there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Twitchy over here? You know what this guy reminds me of? Tweak from South Park.
He's Twitchy. Oh, because apparently the problem with the drugs that they get too armed up.
So that guy was a junkie then?
No, because of the steroids.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Super steroids.
A.K.A. A junkie. Okay, he even has the sweats. Alright, yeah, go, brother.
Brian Mitchell won the election via landslide.
What deal? What the fuck? This fool's looking at him okay. What deal? And burp, damn it. He's not a killer. Well, fuck his shit, he is. He won't kill you in front of your friends there, but he'll kill you in private. Alright, yeah, Brian Mitchell.
You gonna save the governor? Or the district attorney?
Harvey Dent. Is his name Harvey Dent?
No, it's just district attorney.
Harvey Dent.
There would have been a big swerve if the mayor was, the DA was,
I can give two shits about Mitchell.
Hey, doesn't mean they never announced who else is in the Hall of Fame, didn't they?
Oh, no, Queen Charmel.
Besides Queen Charmel.
Supposedly the Steiners, but they haven't announced them yet. I don't know who else. I think it might be just, yeah, Charmel. Oh, and also the Warrior Award. A lot of people are petitioning that Shad gets it. Shad from Crime Time.
Really?
Yes. Hold on, let me look that up. You want me to look it up for you? Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Alright, I got you. Don't worry. Okay, here we go. From 1:37 p.m. Hall of Fame class. Undertaker. AKA Headliner. Vader. Queen Charmel. Okay, we're waiting for the website to load up. Okay, never mind, that website crashed on me. Undertaker, Queen Charmel, Vader. Supposedly that's all they have for right now. Supposed to be the Steiners and another person.
Oh, the lady turned face!
Did Darkman literally do a Batman like, yeah? Did he really just do that shit? Oh, fuck. What the fuck? What a
spirit. Oh, shit! The logo got burned!
Who?
The logo got burned.
Oh, no.
Well, an actual movie where the kid got hurt. Sick!
Wait, what?
An actual movie where the kid got injured.
She's gonna become Dark Man.
Now you saw the girl getting face still burned?
Yeah. Literally just by the gas.
Not gas, it's steam. And he smashed his fucking jaw in.
Holy shit.
Ooh, the grinder. He just become ground beef. But the evil steps and the duty. You know what he's gonna do?
What?
He's gonna throw that skin goo.
Wait, she just walks into the flame. What did she get burned to? But yeah, it's not even a scratch on her. Yeah, and that fool's gonna sacrifice his own skin.
So some random kids.
Yeah, so she wouldn't have to become Dark Woman.
Midnight. It's not even midnight, it's just a lot of like, it's... James.
What man? Blay.
What a dark man. So, Andrew, what are you talking about this movie?
Huh?
What are you talking about this movie?
I will say this, it was a lot better than the last one.
Yeah, it ends the movie on a strong note.
Yeah. I'm dark man.
A lot of heavy on the Beauty and the Beast reference.
Yeah.
Because didn't the movie come out at the same time as this movie came out?
What year did this movie come out? 1996. No, Beauty and the Beast came out in 1991.
Like I said, you know, back in the day they do special, not premieres, but what's the correct term? Special showing of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, most likely on the Disney Channel.
No, I mean, it was like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think it was like, yeah, depending if it was like the anniversary or something. Like, oh, no.
What?
Peacock just added the Leprechaun movie. Oh, no.
So, Andrew, out of all the Dark Man movies, which one is the best?
The first one? What do you mean?
Which one is out of the best out of three?
First one.
Any particular reason?
One, Liam Neeson. Two, because Sam Raimi was actually involved with that. You know, that was literally his baby. He created the person. You know, he created the person. He created the character. It was all him. Mm-hmm. And now you want to know what's funny about it?
Mm-hmm.
Now this movie's streaming on Shudder. Now everybody and their all these comic book websites, they're like, oh yeah, check out Sam Raimi's first ever superhero movie before Spider-Man. It's like, dick, really? Now you're fucking giving this movie credit because, oh yeah, because, you know, Sam Raimi can do superhero movies? Oh, fuck off. You know
what?
It's like, dick, he created this character not out of spite, because he wanted to do The Shadow, and he couldn't fucking do it. He could not do The Shadow. So what does he do? Okay, I'll create my own character. And that's what wound up being the case.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you, know, you got a first fucking great movie. Shoot! Thank you. If you hear a lot of bowing, wham, wham, it's because that supposed to be WWE dropped a new documentary series.
Isn't it called Evil?
Yeah. And guess what the first episode is? Hulk Hogan's heel turn into the NWO. For, like, okay, I'll actually give you the wrestlers that they talk about. Kane and Undertaker, Randy Orton, Ric Flair, and the season finale, Roman Reigns. And they're all pretty much 45 minutes apiece. You know who they should add on there, though, for season 2?
What?
Roddy Piper, Rodney the Piper. Rodney the Piper, Vince McMahon, Vince and Shane McMahon.
Well, we just called the McMahons.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about Stephanie here, so. No, I think Vince and Shane. No, Vince and Shane deserve their own episodes. I'm being honest with you. They deserve their own episode. So, Vince and Shane. Who else? Oh, the Koloffs.
I know.
Luna Vachon.
The Bozo the Clown.
Oh, you mean Doink?
Yeah, Doink the Clown.
Oh, yeah, Doink's heel turn, yeah. Oh, you know who else, too? Papa the Shango. Papa the Shango. The Boogeyman. Well, not really the Boogeyman, because he's a babyface.
He's some old guy that gets hired out of pity.
I think those three would be good. Yeah, the Koloffs. You know who else, too? The, what's it called? Who else? Who else would be good for season 2? Oh, Jake the Snake.
What about Tabasco Sauce?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This would be great for season 2. Vincent Shane McMahon, Tabasco Sauce. Look at their characters, Ed.
Luna Vachon
would be good.
That's what I said, Tabasco Sauce.
Yeah, I said Tabasco Sauce right now. Hi, you know who else?
Mm-hmm.
Nikolai Koloff and Shiki Baby. Oh, Roddy Piper.
Piper.
I need the Piper. He'd be good. Oh, you know who else, too? The Big Boss Man.
I'll be the Big Boss Man.
Oh, but big, you know, yeah, Big Boss Man, yeah. And he came back But I already know they're not going to show the WrestleMania 15 match.
What about Kane?
No, I think they already talked about Kane and Undertaker in the same episode.
No, it's Mitch Thousand Kane.
Ooh, that would be good.
Hey, Dr. Alina. No, why not? Snakey, kick the baby?
Yep. Pooey. Oh, you know who else?
No,
you know who else too? Edge. Mm-hmm. Ruthless Aggression Run. That he did some fucked up shit if you think about it. The Cena. Fucking yeah, Edge. I think maybe Charlotte Flair, maybe. Yeah, Charlotte Flair would be nice. Paige. Paige would also be a good entry. I don't know who else. Holy shit, John Cena's narrating.
I know who. The man that inspired Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, but think about it. He had a short run.
Yeah, he had a short run, but his character made a huge impact that created Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. You know what, though? I have a feeling that they want to do Bray Wyatt. You know who they'll end up doing? Probably the whole Wyatt family. So you have Rowan, you have Arbor, Bray, Braun Strowman. Control your narrative. Control your farts. Is it weird that the way they're doing this is like Dark Side of the Ring? Almost like they're interviewing people who know him best. It's like, well, you know, in the 80s he did great, but, you know, in the 90s is a completely different team. You know, hey, bro, you gotta turn heel. Yeah, he did come back in 94.
What about Goldust?
Ooh, Goldust would be... Yeah, but that means you would have to bring him in, though.
There he is, the Brood.
No, they didn't do that one yet. That's what I'm saying. Edge by himself. The WCW crowd fucking couldn't stand Hogan's bullshit anymore. Oh my god, Kevin Sullivan, dressed up as an old lady. Hit him with a cane. Bro, you know how many times they put that on Hulk Hogan's highlight videotapes in WCW? Literally, old Kevin Sullivan dressing up as an old lady and whacking the shit out of him with a cane.
Okay, that was peak on WCW. Stunt grannies.
Dude, did you see those fucking plants on Monday Night Raw for the Kevin Owens shit?
Yeah.
Bro, those were so fucking obvious. The little kid saying, no, 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 this is bullshit. That fucking one lady, wasn't that one lady crying? What the fuck? That was some bullshit. That's when WWE showed all those people, I was like, those are fucking plants. People were still gonna boo either way. Yeah. They needed to add plants in there. You won a war? You got one.
Bro, you so, out of all the movies, the first Dark Man is the best, right?
Yes. Sorry to get off track.
Yeah, well, you take
that. Yeah, because I'm watching this right now. I'm watching the whole
game. And which Dark Man was the weakest?
Second one.
Second one.
Yeah, the Return of Durant. Yeah, that one was fucking weak. Because you want to know why? They focused more about Durant than fucking Dark Man. Like, oh yeah, Durant came back. But at the same time, it's like, dick, this is Dark Man's movie. Like, it should be equal 50-50. You know, the second one was weak. Like I said, it focused more about Durant and the laser guns than fucking Dark Man. Dark Man didn't have that much conflict. Because literally everybody was dying all around him. So, that's why the third one was a good way to end the series. Like, you know what? This fool actually has a heart. He actually saved somebody else from having the same condition he did. Sacrificing his own condition for somebody else. Dude, I'm getting off track here. But dude, they're literally doing this Hogan heel turn shit literally like Dark Side of the Ring. You wanna know why? Because DDP's like, oh, wow, they kept on teasing the third guy. And DDP looks at the camera. Like, there wasn't no third guy. It was still getting tossed around the creative, and then if you just see the giant, you know, black screen, and then it shows to the next, I guess, the act two. And Hogan literally saying, like, oh, well, you know, they pitched. Hogan's literally saying, well, they pitched to me Sting, and they, you know, and Hogan was like, even Hogan even said, don't do Sting because it's not going to work. And to be honest, Sting wouldn't have worked. You know who would have worked? Coco Beware. Bird, bird, bird. We got the bird world order. Yeah, the bird world order. And instead of a bird, he comes out with a vulture. Sting can keep the crows. Yeah, bro, they're totally doing this like Dark Side of the Ring. It's like, it's working though, because at least he actually had the footage to show it. Fun fact. I used to watch the shit out of this VHS tape, Bash at the Beach in 96.
Really?
Yes. You wanna know why? Because my dad recorded it on fucking VHS, the whole pay-per-view. And I would watch the shit out of it just for the main event. Because everybody was hyping up the main event. Who's the third guy? Who's I seen Hogan come out and fucking the whole crowd was like, oh yeah, Hogan's gonna save the day. No, he's fucking not. And they don't know how the crowd is gonna react. And also another fun fact. You know how Hogan shows up to the NWO wearing all black? Yeah, you know he actually used that same ring gear for the Dungeon of Doom spot? Seriously, where Hogan came in with the black, you know, with the black, Phantom of the Opera mask? Yeah, he did that for the Dungeon of Doom spot, so he literally recycled the wrestling gear until he got the NWO gear. That's a fun fact for you guys out there.
It's cold!
What's cold?
You remember? It's hot!
It's not hot! Whose side is he on, Dusty Rhodes? Watch me, whose side he on? Yes, sir. Go get him, baby. Go get him, baby. Fucking Dusty Rhodes. And then Dusty Rhodes selling it is fucking great. Get him. Kick his ass. And kaboom. What is he doing? He was the third man all along. WCW. He's betrayed WCW. And you notice that all the hardcore fucking marks in the arena, even the ECW guys, are fucking going ballistic over this shit. Because they're happy. You know, except for that one ECW mark in the fucking, in the front row. This was going nuts. It's to all these people to shut up if they hear what I have to say. Bro, I ain't seen this so many times and it never gets old. Dude, they're even doing their fucking reenactment. You know how they do reenactments?
Yeah.
Now, they're doing that for here. Like, they're throwing, that the show's an audience throwing trash in the ring. Supposedly, Wow, they just zoomed in on Gene Okerlund. Supposedly he got clipped because his nose was bleeding.
So, in retrospective, Dean Darkman could do a return, or do
you think he's a relic of the night? Yes. Old Man Darkman. Either an Old Man Darkman, or two, you could reboot it, but the bad part is, you know they're going to want to do a universe kind of shit, and there's no other superhero property that Universal has, besides the Hulk, and you already know damn well Marvel ain't going to bring his ass in. Even though Marvel did Darkman comic books, you know damn well that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they will, because supposedly you're supposed to have a cameo in Multiverse of Madness. Oh, can you believe DDP right now?
What?
He's throwing more fun facts. Dude, they even got fucking Corey Taylor from Slipknot. Holy shit. Corey Taylor saying that the kids in his neighborhood...
Yeah.
I set up a little bonfire and set up, and literally were throwing Hulk Hogan merchandise into the fire. And he couldn't believe that these kids were doing that shit. DDP also did say about Hogan Teal Turn that the next, literally not even like 24 hours after Bash at the Beach, that the phone boards, how people call in, they were all constantly lit up. And that constant, and apparently over 1,000 AOL emails from concerned parents about the heel turn. Man, Shawn Michaels looks old now.
They're cross-sided.
Literally cross-sided.
No, but the reason why I'm saying he looks old is because I guess he's not doing the bald gimmick no more. Really, Hogan?
What? So, Andrew?
No, Hogan just said the reason why he died is his whole thing black, like his facial hair black.
Yeah.
Because of Snidely Whiplash from Dudley Do-Right to really sell the heel turn.
Yeah.
Yes. AKA, oh, he's going to wear all black? Trust, I'm going to do the same.
Yeah. Where? Yeah, dog.
I swear to God, dude, these wrestlers watch cartoons and they don't want to admit it.
Did he have a dog called fucking
Muttley? Hey, PWI. Hulk Hogan interview.
Did he have a dog called Muttley?
No, but he had two guys named Hall and Nash.
What a fucking football! Couldn't commit to the gimmick.
No, but I'm saying, what's with these wrestlers in cartoons?
Hey, you're on the fucking road for hours on end, and you go to the hotel. You're still wide awake, and you're eating your food.
Yeah, so you're watching Saturday morning cartoons.
No, Some cartoons are on reruns.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, they show them early in the fucking morning when you're trying to go to...
And also, Hogan is fucking old, so...
No, and the reason why I say that, because same thing with the Road Warriors. Supposedly, World Warrior Hawk was watching Saturday morning cartoons, and he was watching the Super Friends, and, you know, meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom, and that's how he got the Legion of Doom name.
It will work.
And it did fucking work.
And no one expected.
Because supposedly when they went to WWE, they say, hey, we can't call you the Road Warriors. So that's why they say, oh, we call each other Road Warrior Hog, Road Warrior Animal, we're the Legion of Doom. Oh, they even showed the Muppets from Space cameo he did. How the fuck did they get Dr. Phil? What the fuck?
Because Dr. Phil's a psychiatrist.
Yeah, he's full of shit. That's what he is. Oh, don't spank your kids. Tell them no, they'll understand. Bull fucking shit. Literally back in our day, dude, if our parents told us no, they wouldn't tell us no. They would beat our fucking asses.
It didn't stop why we stopped gangbangers, so.
Uh-huh. Now there's more gangbangers than anything. That's because their parents, oh yeah, don't do that. Okay, what the fuck?
Because there's no structure within the family. There's a positive male role model.
Or even a positive female role model either. It goes both ways, dude.
So, after, finishing
Darkman 1, 2, and 3, guess what, bro? We have to go back to the stinky warehouse again.
Yeah.
And continue the Mil Muertes story arc. AKA the season 1 story arc, which is nothing but Mil Muertes and Conan. Lots and lots of Conan.
Until then, guys, see you next time.
Only on the Monster Cheese Malice podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.